The Knitters are a very serious band, with a very serious approach to classic American roots music. That attitude shines through in their promotional materials. A band biography mentions recording sessions with the Carter family and Jimmy Rogers in 1927.
They're prima donnas.
It was boss,
it was impossible to work with those people.
John Doe and Exene Cervenka once headed up the legendary Los Angeles punk band X. Guitarist Dave Alvin played with the Blasters. And in 1985, they got together and formed the Knitters. The name's a tribute to Pete Seeger's Weavers. And as the Knitters, they could play the country and rockabilly music they couldn't play as X. Now, 20 years later, the group has finally put out a second record, The Modern Sounds of the Knitters. John Doe, Exene Cervenka, and Dave Alvin join us now in the studio. Hello. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
What were some of the first songs that you did together as the Knitters?
Same ones we're playing now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Rock Island Line.
Critter.
Poor Little Critter on the Road. And Rock Island Line I heard as a kid, you know, Leadbelly singing Rock Island Line.
Well, the Rock Island Line, that's a mighty good road. Well, the Rock Island Line, that's a road to ride. Well, the Rock Island Line, that's a mighty good road. If you want to ride it, gotta ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. Well, ABC, double XYZ. You maybe see my baby, but you don't see me.
So, you know, back in the 60s and 70s, there were other bands that kind of had a country tinge to them, mm-hmm. say the Grateful Dead.
Buffalo Springfield, and yeah.
Yeah.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
You guys weren't quite as subtle.
No. There's nothing subtle about the Knitters, or very little.
Well, we don't have really anything to do with those bands, in a way. This is a, you know, and I'm not slagging. I liked the Grateful Dead, and I loved Buffalo Springfield. This is a different thing. This, the thing about folk music, whether it's loud folk music or quiet folk music, it's people playing with other people and interacting. And when we started, I played guitar a certain way. John played acoustic. He was brand new to acoustic guitar. Blah, blah, blah. We did it for fun, so there was a lot of loose ends, a lot of, I won't say mistakes, but it was loose. It's like if the guys at Sun Records dropped LSD and made a record with Leadbelly and the Carter family. That's what the Knitters sound like.
We didn't include that in the bio. We should have.
That's right. No one asked me.
Let's listen to some Knitters just to get a sense of what we're talking about. And I'm going to choose Give Me Flowers.
In this world today, while we're living, some folks say the worst of us they can. But when we are dinning in our casket, they always slip some flowers in our hand.
It's a bluegrass song by Flat and Scruggs, or it's traditional, but we heard the version by Flat and Scruggs. And then Dave, being the genius and contrarian that he is, says, I know what I'll do. I'll put a baritone guitar, six-string bass, whatever you want to call it, which is, as he describes it, like a big bowl in the china shop of bluegrass. Little asides that were Exene singing, you know, give me my flowers while I'm living, you know, don't throw them when I'm gone. And I respond, just keep them. You know, it's like just horsing around.
It seems like this is a lark for all of you. And you talked about how you all have busy solo careers. Yet you've been credited as one of the major influences on this whole alternative country music thing that's happening. What do you guys think about that?
It's nice you can do stuff like that in your spare time.
I'm going to work on starting the jazz thing later.
Neo-jazz. Well, that's nice. I think that other people probably had the same would have had the same idea. You know, a lot of people love country music and love folk music and traditional American music. So I'm not thinking that if the Knitters hadn't happened that none of those bands would exist. They probably would.
I'll say this. A lot of kids, especially 20 years ago when say, X fans had never really had a positive experience with either roots music or country music or anything like that. You know, if they heard it at all, they heard the bad side of it on TV or whatever. And so suddenly with the Knitters, you know, when we, especially the first few gigs that we did together, the janitors had to come and scrape the jaws off the floor, you know, because these people, these wild punk rockers, you know, open the set with whatever, a Phil Oak song, or they open it with a Merle Haggard song. And that all young kids that were into X or into Black Flag go for Merle Haggard? No, but a lot did. And I think that it gave them maybe their first chance where it related to something in their world. And the Knitters, I think for a certain group of kids in the 80s and around then, you know, that's definitely true.
Because punk was almost anti-country at the time, right?
No.
I wouldn't say that, no. Punk wasn't anything. It was anything you wanted it to be. Although I'm going on a limb saying that.
It was anything you wanted it to be, though, because you had the Ramones, and then you had bands like the Plugs, Mission of Burma, Del Fuego's Replacements, the Go-Go's were considered in there, the Blasters were considered punk. But the thing is, folk music and punk music are identical.
It's the same three chords.
And they tell the same stories, and they're simple, and you can sing along, and they relate to you and your life, and the audience and their lives, and so... You know, Sheen is a Punk Rocker is a perfect folk song.
Ooh.
And you can do the Swing Your Partner Do-Si-Do to both as well.
Explain that to me. Show me that. Sing me that.
Show me that?
Do me that.
Show her that on the nylon string guitar.
It's the same beat. It's the same beat. A square dance beat is the same beat as a punk rock beat. The way that we translate In This House I Call Home to a bluegrass song, how's that for a segue? You can see that it's the same deal. We just sped it up and had quieter guitars.
Well, why don't you do that for me?
Well, all right.
Okay, let's borrow a guitar, John. What do you say?
Think we can find a guitar around here somewhere?
My dad's got some paint in the garage. Come on.
A 100 lives are shoved inside. Guess arrived to dump their mail.
That was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay, so that's a punk rock song. But you can see how it lends itself, right? A punk rock song is the same thing as a folk song in that it tells a story about the people who are really singing it. And that's what punk was about, was we wanted to voice our own concerns and tell our own stories and not to listen to people on the radio. Tell our stories to each other.
So when I hear you guys sing together like that, I hear this... Or I feel this George Jones, Tammy Wynette thing kind
no,
of happening.
No, we should be so lucky.
Yeah, that's very flattering. Thank you.
Is that intentional at all? Is that somebody you listen to?
We don't sound anything like George Jones and Tammy Wynette. I hate to tell you. But you go home and put on your Tammy record.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's...
But the way your voices work together, I guess, is
well,
what
we
I
have
mean.
Our own John Doe and Exene thing.
Yeah.
But it's not George and Tammy.
It's better than you know, Jefferson Airplane. But I think it's just about as... I mean, there is a certain... I think Exene and I have taught each other how to sing in a certain way that we understand. And we can apply that to a number of different songs. And it does have a sort of plaintive Midwestern sound. I don't know why, just because.
So why was Born to be Wild something you wanted to put on this album?
'Cause it sounds good. That's the first... That's our, you know... Quality is job number one here at knitters.com.
It seems like I read a review. Somebody didn't like it. I can't remember who it was.
No.
Oh, thanks.
No.
Thanks for bringing that
Can't
up.
Be.
Well, everybody.
Reviewers are such great sources of entertainment. That's why we don't read them. No, actually, it was like a lot of this material is intuitive. You try a song, it works, good, it's in. You try another song, it doesn't work, it's out. Born to Be Wild, I don't know where it really came from. I just started singing and playing in the most sort of hillbilly style I could of Born to Be Wild, and we went to the chorus after the first verse, and so we had our own arrangement, and it's beautiful.
Well, get your motor running, head out on the highway, looking for adventure, and whatever comes my way.
Well, I gotta actually credit Henry with that concept of the idea of doing the song. Remember?
What?
We came to rehearsal one day, and I said, Henry, my son, that song came on the radio, the Steppenwolf version. He said, you should do that in the Knitters.
Really?
Yeah, and then you said, okay, and then you came up with the Hillbilly version.
Well, there you go.
There you go. So it's a family affair.
What did you do to make it Hillbilly?
Slow it down and draw out the words. Go dun tick a dun tick a dun tick a dun.
And the harmonies.
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Exene Cervenka, John Doe, and Dave Alvin, all members of The Knitters. Their new CD is The Modern Sounds of The Knitters. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can hear more modern sounds from The Knitters, three full cuts from the CD, at our website, npr.org.